shit, we on this joint already. My bad.
No, no, it's good. It's good. We live, baby. Wild and Wrong podcast. We back. Shout out to everybody, the whole world. It's getting hectic out here, but long as you here, you safe with your boys. It's your boy Wild Tuna, the biggest fish of the seven seas, the most drip you ever seen. And you know I'm with not your least favorite and not your second favorite. It's Rome, your favorite rapper. You dig?
Y'all know the vibes, man. I ain't gotta say much, man. Tuna done slummed it up.
Mm-hmm. And you know the rundown. Shout out to the sponsors, of course. You know what I'm saying? CultureDistrictHQ.com. Make sure you tap in with them and get all your latest on the culture, young artists, fashion designers, film, TV shows, whatever you can think of, it's there. You know what I'm saying? And if you need the drip, drippyfish.com. Go visit, get your fashion updated. You feel me? And if you want to collab, you want to get something custom, come holla at us, drippyfish.com. Black Maverick Entertainment. And bro, who you got today?
Hey man, Entrepreneur Talk, Cosmo Motor VC, you feel me? Sonya the Agent. We got a lot of things jumping off and a lot of super shit, man, just like crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got Fantôme Aroma, you know what I mean?
Coming soon, man.
Listen, Hype Magazine.
This summer. My good brother Rome is dropping his line, Fato Roma, which means from Rome in Italian. You know what I'm saying? Something different. He about to go crazy on him. So definitely looking forward to that, man, to add that to the closet. You feel me? But yeah, man, it's a lot going on, man. It's always a lot going on. I love the world. You know what I'm saying? I love doing this podcast. So we can really break it down, man. But first and foremost, we got to get a rest in peace to OJ, man. OJ passed.
Rest in peace to OJ, man.
Man, yeah, you know.
The juice, man, you feel me?
Rest in peace, the juice, man.
Damn.
That's crazy. Well, my man Bruce Jenner.
Yeah,
or Chris Jenner, or Caitlyn.
Caitlyn, or
one of the Jenners. I think it was Bruce that changed over to it.
Yeah, it was.
And then he tweeted, good riddance. And hashtag OJ Simpson, which was crazy to me. Was crazy because I was like, dang, you mad at OJ because he may have allegedly did what he had did, but you definitely did what you did. You got a body on your name, cuz.
Yes, you do. And
let's not forget.
And no matter what you turn into, you can turn into a fucking trash can. For all I care. You still got trash in it. You feel me? So, you got trash in your closet.
It's a bad joke.
Rather, you got drawers or panties in there.
Bad joke. Speaking of trash, because I don't want to dwell on that there. This beef that's going on, man. J. Cole apologizing. Drake breaking nails. You know, the last time we talked about it, I felt like Kendrick, you know, he stepped up. He did his thing. But I felt like he may have been on the losing side at the moment, and I retract that statement gracefully.
Yeah, man, you know the young boy. Like I said, offline, when I said, you know, he thought he had a backing. Just imagine the A&R coming in there saying, "Hey, man, I think you need a song with Drake. You know, y'all both light skinned. Y'all look, you know, y'all might look good together." And it might no Diddy, you know, this shit might work.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, but then when he started throwing diss songs out there, Dolo Solo, Han Solo, like he thought he was in Star Wars some fucking weird. Yeah. He got beyond himself when he realized that Darth Vader wasn't gonna save him, which is Drake.
Dang, Drake couldn't save him.
You see the D's, right? Dark. That's Drake, yeah. Vader. Drake Vader wasn't coming to save him.
And then he was on the island.
And he left Luke over there. He left J. Cole. It's Luke. Yeah, Cold World. He left him on the planet.
That's crazy.
So now, right, now that he back on the planet, he fucked up. He like, damn, I'm back down here with Drake. I'm back down here. He like, no, not even Drake. He like, damn, I'm back down here with Kendrick.
Not even. He back down there with Lil Baby and them because he wasn't on no tour.
No,
he wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The boys was bringing out Cole out of love, you know what I mean? Cole was like, hold up, I'm messing up my bag. You know what I'm saying? Because now, it's a whole lot of Futures involved, Rick Ross is involved, there's a whole lot of niggas involved in this thing. And Cole, may not want to be in the mix of
but
that.
This is why they coming at Drake, because he left Cole hanging, because this is all happening after the apology.
Well, the thing is,
Ross come right after apology and all that, like after this apology, and it shocked the hip hop nation. It shocked the hip hop nation.
Listen, it shocked the world, realistically, because it's like, you know, it's people who I don't even think were fans of hip hop is commenting on this thing. So,
well, you know, well, because J. Cole got a great fan base, right? And this is why he backed out, because he was about to lose this joint. Now, if
whose
now,
fan base is better, Drake's or J. Cole's?
I'm gonna say J. Cole's, because Drake's is his fan base is based off what type of album.
I should say better. Whose is bigger?
Well, Drake's is, of course, Drake's is bigger, because he roll out as a celebrity. Cole kind of stay in a performance. Hip hop, a core. This is why I feel like this apology was like, nigga, damn. I wanted to do a song with Drake
for the Carolina boys, man. You supposed to make supposed to make a statement. Like you supposed to be in this joint, rocking out, and then y'all can apologize once it's done. But like we apologize now.
But see,
J. Cole a bitch for that.
But see, he is a bitch for that. He Ben Simmons for that.
Yeah, heavy Ben Simmons.
Yeah, heavy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ben Simmons.
We gotta make a meme.
We gotta make a meme for that. He's Ben Simmons for that. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm an LLC that shit up too, y'all, so don't think y'all is taking my shit. He Ben Simmons.
Jay Simmons over there.
We thought he was dunking, and the main thing, he was in the big three, and he is. It's no big him, and it's no big me. And what I mean by that is he went back to sweatpants, tube socks, and he might go play basketball somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of basketball, shout out to my man AI. You know what I'm saying? AI got a statue, you know, put up in the Camden, I think, practice, arena. How you feel about the statue, man?
I love the statue, man, because he can grab the statue, man. Anything that you can put a hand reach on, man, you should be great. Hey. It reminds me of a Heisman Trophy statue, you know what I mean? And the reason why I say this is, could you imagine a big ass AI statue dribbling, and it's his height?
It's not
6 feet.
Actually, it's not his height.
No, I said, I said it. Just imagine built him a statue, his height, dribbling as that statue. That's too much weight, that's too much to lug around.
What they should have did Michael Chamberlain, John. Because Wilt ain't really do shit other than score 100 points. No disrespect to the good man. I think I'm related to Wilt somewhere down the line.
I'm related to him, too.
He had a wife, so I think one of his wives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He family. That's how we family. That's crazy.
Yeah, I believe we share a great aunt somewhere.
He came to the crib. My brother don't have pictures.
It's like he only scored 100 points and fucked 1,000 bitches.
They won that game, man.
I mean, they better have. How can you not? You know what I'm saying?
Like, what do you mean?
Just imagine how fucking. And then you cheated when you scored 100 points.
But just think.
You finessed the game. Remember how you did it. Remember there was no goaltender. So if somebody would shoot the ball, he would just go up there and touch it in the air, make sure it went in.
Look,
so their points go to him. So it was like he was just catching oops.
He fucked 100 women.
Thousands.
Thousands, right? But let's say he fucked 100 a night. Let's say he fucked 100 in 3 days. He was still going out there. Yeah, I mean, no diddy.
He was hooping. I'm not saying he was hooping. He's great.
So
average, what do you average a year? Like 30, 35 a year or something?
You know, all that shit was like, it was a little bit more than that.
Was it?
In his prime.
We gotta look it up. Yeah. Google it or something. Get that stat. We don't want to disrespect the
stat
line.
Yeah, we don't want to disrespect
it. But I'm just saying that AI did more for the city. Not only did he do a lot for the city, he did a lot for the culture of basketball. He had little white kids braiding their hair, drawing Sharpie tattoos on them. In other cities, it wasn't in Philadelphia. He had fans in other cities, you know what I'm saying? So that's my thing when it comes to understanding what he really did.
Yeah,
I feel like he deserved a bigger statue, you know what I'm saying? What he averaged, how many points he averaged a game? My man, Big Wills, the still.
That's what I said.
When he was in Philly, though, go to Philly. I don't care about them other Jones. 33, yeah, like I was right, 33 and 30. You know what I mean? Then he went other places and averaged more. Like, you another ass nigga for that. You know what I'm saying?
50.
He averaged 50 a year.
No, this joint right here, Golden State.
How many
State.
Games he played? 80 games. He averaged 50. That's 50. Heavy.
That's crazy.
Heavy. That's a point a minute.
That's a point
that's
a minute.
That's a point a minute. Man. I'm trying to fuck up.
You feel me? Leave me alone. All
right, so, now, but you was great other places, though. Like, when you was in Philly, you was only 35. You was only 30. You got
but
what?
You know
20,
what's so crazy?
You got 24 one year, 24 the next year, 33
this year. Philly, he only played 35 games. But he still averaged 30.
Yeah, of course. He was good. He's
so now in 70, so now in 66.
79 games, he gave us 33 games. 81 games, he gave us 24 games. He gave us a full season. It was.
But then we got to look at his rebounds. No, this is why he's a legend. Them games he was
doing. Them rebounds is crazy, too. Yeah.
18, 19, 21, 23.
And I'm not disrespecting the big
man.
No,
but
game.
You just called it when you said they ain't had that shit. So he was just jumping up there, dog. Bro, this nigga is the fucking.
He just grabbing shit out the air.
He grabbed 30. Bro, these niggas. If these niggas was listen. If he grabbing 30 and 20 balls out the no Diddy.
Yeah.
Out the air, he took 30 points from these niggas.
Yeah.
So him taking 30 points from him and scoring 30, it was like him
and
scoring.
Then I watched the highlight. I seen a nigga miss 5 shots. Grab 5 boards that same play. Come down, miss another 5 shots. Grab 5 more boards. Dunk it, put it back in. So the nigga was playing ball by himself out there. Like, he's like fucking. He's playing by himself.
Hey,
only time he got worked out was when Bill Russell them niggas came through or something. Like, other than that, he's out there practice, nigga. That's why AI
he's
said,
he's Giannis out there, dog. He's Giannis out there.
No, you know who he is for real, for real? And LeBron James. Because there's times where LeBron James is out there playing by himself. I seen it. We witnessed LeBron James go out there, and it's just a LeBron show. His own teammates is watching the nigga go up. They watching. They ain't even trying to get rebounds.
No,
LeBron got
shit.
His own rebound. He cool. Boom. He take it back out to the 3-point line. Before he could shoot, he couldn't really shoot in the beginning. Go out there, miss it, grab another board, banging on the nigga. Like, that's what Wilt was doing, but it was crazy because Wilt would do it all the time.
All the time. That's what I'm saying. 82 games. You can't.
But this is why AI deserves it, because AI came in and gave 100 every single game.
And this is why he got it. That's why I say I appreciate the statue, because just the it's no other black person in the history of sports here that got a statue ever playing the sport. And nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Fake ass Rocky.
You know, but he that's not a sport.
Yeah, it was a movie.
Because that was a movie. I mean, you know, and ain't nobody really run up no steps.
We ain't
but
got no Joe Frazier.
No, none of that. And that might have been one of our greats.
We ain't got no
John Street, no Nutter.
Speaking of greats in Philadelphia, shout out to Dawn Staley, man.
Yeah,
I'm mad about the AI statue. I feel like maybe when they build the new Sixer Stadium, they're going
to
introduce the new AI statue, which should be dope. You seen what they did for Kobe out in LA. Rest in peace to Mamba. I feel like AI deserved that because he gave Kobe mad work. You know what I'm saying? But
shout out to Dawn Staley,
man. She out here winning.
Mustang alumni, man. Mustang alumni, man. Dobbins Vocational Technical High School, man.
Big Hooper.
You know, shout out to Hank Gavis and shout out to Doug Overton. You know, we had some greats that came out of Dobbins, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm just proud of her, man. You know, one of the first black women, again, another one. And for her to be getting her trophies at the same time, AI, that's the efforts that they put in. I would love to see AI being a coach, but I get it. He one of us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Down to earth, amongst the people.
Yeah.
And, you know, he put his time in. I feel like, you know, what he took out, what the system took out on him.
Mm-hmm.
For that time and era, he took out on basketball. You know, you hated to love it, but that man was our GOAT and still is.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So to have that statue, I just appreciate somebody else in the world realizing that he deserved one.
Sure.
Even though y'all know he deserved rings many times over, and y'all cheated us, but it's all good.
Man, let's talk about that real quick before we go on, man, because that was a very pivotal point in my life, in sports, and understanding competition, and understanding and dealing with loss. Like, I've never played a basketball game or football game and lost and felt as hurt as I did watching this game on TV. Watching this shit, I felt like I was playing it, and I felt like I lost with AI.
You know why I lost and how I felt like you felt?
This nigga Shaq was just elbowing the shit out of my man Matumbo to beat Shaq.
Listen, man,
up.
I was in prison that last game, man.
Damn.
Got locked up that day, man. And it's funny because
I had the jersey 2001. I just had turned 21 at 8. You know what I'm saying? And what's crazy is I'm sitting in the cell, man, and I hear niggas, the cops running around. Yo, the game about to come on. We betting. Put that fucking bread up. Niggas in there turnkey and all that extra shit. Trying to get these motherfuckers' attention. Niggas trying to get out. Motherfuckers like, yo, if I let you out now, you ain't getting your live position is done. You know what I mean? So it's just a crazy, and you know, and to hear that game that lost like that in there, because the game, while the game was on, time stopped. I swear, like, nobody was getting arrested, nobody was getting locked up. Gates and anything was moving prior. The game came on and you didn't hear a key, nigga.
Nothing, bro. The streets was silent.
It was silent.
You wasn't at a bar or somewhere with the night, game nigga. On.
Yeah, it was silent night.
The city was shut down more crazy for the Sixers finals than it was for the Phillies.
Yep,
I remember, like, everybody rushing home. Niggas,
bro, listen.
Niggas not going to school
tomorrow. Nobody wasn't doing nothing, like, nigga.
All kinds
of shit. And for me to get booked that day, fuck me up. Because like I said, it's a Friday, bro. I gotta do the weekend. If I get a bell, I'm in there on drugs. Like, these niggas in the fucking drugs. Like, I got the weed on me and all this old dumb ass shit.
Marijuana cases, man, for 20.
That's when I told you, now I got the weed on me, but I told you that stuff, that shit. We just put it like this. That whole time, the motherfucking jail was shut down. When the game was over, we knew it.
Yeah.
Gates started getting slammed open, nigga. Cops like, shut the fuck up. Niggas lost money for real.
It was hurt. Kobe and Shaq did them boys. Dirty. And you know what's crazy?
It was more so Shaq. That first game, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that was the ring, though. That was their only ring. That was the first game. That's the game he stepped over Lou, right?
Yeah, if we only had to play one game, bro. We had upset the most dominant team at that time.
Yeah, they ain't take no L's the whole playoffs until then.
As we beat that game, and then every other game we lost. We lost straight. We only won one game.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is we lost that game because, I mean, we lost the rest of them games because people didn't understand that. That first game we was going to win because we was coming off that road. And we had those four straight games. So that was the fifth game going into that first game with the Lakers. It was like our fifth game. They had off. We had to play all the way through the playoffs.
So once we beat them, we killed ourselves that night because... We put all of that...
Because everybody else was getting fucked
but
up.
But then we had like three... Yeah, niggas was going down.
Niggas,
Shaq was elbowing the shit out of niggas, bro.
Stepping on niggas' feet. That nigga
was... That was the problem. So Shaq, they wasn't giving them the calls, right, at one point. And I respect that.
Bro, they cheated.
The understanding that he wasn't... No, not even so much about the money. I'm just breaking down the part where it's about him, his gameplay, and what was getting called and what wasn't getting called, right? We was fucking Shaq up sometimes, too, and they wasn't calling it. But when Shaq got his chance to fuck us up, he made it personal. We was still playing ball. Shaq was on a mental game. He said, you know what? I'm about to elbow the shit out of this nigga, come down this lane. But his elbow's so big, it's like you getting kicked. It's like you get somebody kicking you, somebody throwing a whole body at you. So it's like, you know, he beat us up on that joint, and I feel like that's where we lost. We ain't had a muscle. We just needed one person down there to hang and be like, listen, I'm just here to beat this nigga up. I don't want to score no points. I'm just here to make sure if somebody got to catch an elbow with me. We ain't had nobody for that. When Tumbo got beat up, he was done. He couldn't handle it. He's still strong. He did his thing. Shout out to Tumbo, but couldn't handle it, man. It's Shaq Diesel, bro.
Shaq.
Yeah.
There was nobody to put on Shaq, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to AI, man.
So for AI to win that first game, bro, it was that game is why he got a trophy out there in Jersey.
Yeah, it is. Cause what he did for the culture was against the NBA at one point. And that's where we gotta understand, at the time, he wasn't getting praised for being great when he was in the NBA. Like, LeBron right now is getting praised
from the time he stepped in it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they was looking for AI to fail.
They wanted AI to fail. And he did. And he definitely could have gave us another couple years.
And being as dope, he, you know, just, first of all, you know, trading from a team that
you never wanted to leave. You wanted to retire here. You know what I mean? He did it later on, but you know what I mean? This is what I'm saying. Like,
and then you go to Denver.
You send them to Denver. And this is how you know that they ain't want... another person they didn't want that had cornrows was Carmelo Anthony.
He said they had him over there, too.
So to have Carmelo Anthony and Allen Iverson playing on the team... Mm-hmm. And some other people, it's no way in hell they don't win no ring.
But that's what they thought. They thought they was going to put that team over there and get some headlines. They thought there was going to be some destruction. Let's put these two high heads together.
But then look, he leave there and go where?
Detroit.
And went over there with Chauncey and them niggas, and they still couldn't do nothing. But they had already won Nate Jones after the fuck we traded him.
It was burnt.
No, listen, we traded him, and then... The coach go over there and win one with them niggas. Chauncey, Hamilton, and them niggas.
Talking about Larry.
Larry go right over there and win one with Sheed. I think Sheed was over there.
Was she
the big Ben Wallace? Not Rasheed Wallace. Ben Wallace. And Ty, what's his name? Tyrone. Ty Prince. Yeah, I mean, fucked them up. Them niggas got one. Yeah, Tyshawn. Prince, like got one, clicking them threes, though. I hated that nigga. But that nigga was flame.
He reminded me of a nigga I went to school with and shit. And because of him, I hated the boy I went to school with. And they both looked the same, and they had the same goofy-ass shots.
Yeah, that fucking form. I hated that. Like, his shoulders up, like...
And then they was, like, little and shit. Like, I would've bodied the shit. That's why I wanted to go to the NBA. Because I seen that it was a lot of weak niggas in the NBA.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? But this is where all this triangle offense and... all these picking rolls, and you know, back in the day, you had to penetrate. No Diddy.
No, real shit. You had to go to the rack.
No Diddy.
Niggas can shoot from half court.
Niggas like, is like, fuck it, we can't run in there. Why? Because it's a rule. So niggas want points. Yeah. And niggas know that those rules and those calls that's all up in that middle and lane and track, all that bullshit, and you're going to get a call majority of the time. So how do you stop that? I'm going to shoot this shit from way back here. And if that shit go in, y'all can't stop the fucking points from going in. And then now when you got a nigga like Steph doing it, next thing you know, the teleprompter's on the television screen, ain't switching the number over, or the minutes ain't changing, or the shit duped back to some other shit when it's supposed to have been up. And then you like, well, why am I seeing all this bullshit on the TV? Because these niggas don't want us to see what's happening. These niggas ain't supposed to be scoring.
Right.
So to the people that's watching, these niggas is supposed to be down.
You know when I found out that this shit was production two times, right? And I used to ignore it because I used to go get food and shit. I thought it was just very convenient for me to be at the sporting event and there's an extra time out. Oh shit, okay, let me go get some shit, take the kids to the bathroom type shit, right?
Yeah.
I found out later, recently, at the Eagles game, shout out to those bums, that this is a commercial advertisement timeout. So I said, wait, there's an extra timeout in the game that neither team is taking. The production team is taking.
Yeah, the rough
team. Yeah. The commercial breaks is coming
the
in.
The marketers.
All that comes in. So I'm like, yo. Because, you know, last year we had great.
That's how you know the Super Bowl was fucked up. Because how many commercials do they give us?
Man, many.
And them niggas be on the sideline. Waiting, chilling. Like, they eating popcorn out there.
Or... we not catching the live shit. We might get a little delay in this shit because it's like we might get it like four or five plays later.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is why a lot of people was complaining with the DraftKings because they were like, yo, I'm betting live and it's not live. And, you know, it's crazy shit going on in this world, man. A lot of hustles going on.
Hey, man, a lot of scheming and dreaming, plotting and teaming. Willie Beeman, you thought it was Sunday.
Man. So in light of... you know, our conspiracy talks. Sports is rigged, slightly rigged.
That shit is rigged to the core.
I give it slightly rigged.
No, man, that shit rigged to... See, can't nothing be slightly once somebody let it pop off.
Yeah.
So once it pop off...
I still trusted the system a little bit.
No, see, I never knew the system to trust in it. I just knew that what they was giving me before is not what they're giving me now. And
you know, that's
a fact. Giving me
that's
great...
fact.
Yeah, sandwiches, and now you giving me process.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I can't fuck with you.
We can't put this with
that
no more.
Because you still want the same amount of money that you was getting when it was authentic.
You want more money?
Yeah, you know what I mean. All right, you want more? Yeah, you want more money for some shit that I would have gave you for something authentic.
But now you want to process me.
Well, look, the NBA doing the same thing. Now the NBA is requiring the NBA stars, the highest paid stars, are required to show up a certain amount of games per season to be qualified for any awards, to be qualified for any
bonuses,
anything. You know what I'm saying? To get their full checks off.
Yeah.
NFL is requiring the same thing, but they're now protecting certain players like the quarterbacks, the receivers, certain star players that bring in a, what they call the numbers of excitement.
Because you can't have a kid playing football since you can't be scouting a kid since little league and then have him come right in the league and next thing you know he out for the next 2-3 years because he got a hamstring or he got a tendonitis in his knee or some bullshit going on where it's like, well, damn. We watched this nigga and recruited this nigga since he was 1 year old. And then you telling me now this nigga needs his shot?
Yeah.
So it's like...
For sure.
It's like, because once they sign them contracts, some of those, that money is obligated to be given.
Yeah.
So that have to be obligated to give this person some money and you don't even get no bent nothing to really reap nothing out of him is why deals be so fucked up nowadays, because everybody is... anybody can make it a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, but this is what's fucked up about it. Essentially, the NFL is non-profit, so the money is free. So this is where sometimes I think when people say the NFL or these sports teams should take care of their players even after they're not playing no more, I agree, because they're getting free money. This is not something that they're getting,
but
it's a non-profit organization,
right?
There's private ownership in it.
Right, but peep this.
So within the private ownership, money's made, but the profit non-profit organization has a certain amount that you can invest, spend on your players, et cetera. Spend
it
on
might
stadium,
not be the players. That's the sad part. Like, see, when I
No, it's not. It's not the players. It's the owners.
It's the business in itself.
Right.
So this business in itself is getting funded non-profit from these states that have a team.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So
it's
now,
the state's budget,
right?
The city budget.
So now, that's just to keep the lights and all that shit on. Now, what keeps this shit running and selling tickets and all that is these niggas selling clothes, selling marketing. So now, this is where within a business is a business. The paperwork is under nonprofit. This is how we started it and built the foundation. What we put in it, like you said, we can put vendors. These are the people that's making this bitch go round, though.
That close.
And that's what they are paying the players. This is why they're able to pay these players $30 million and this and that. And people be like, well, damn, this can't all be coming out of a non-profit budget, because that's crazy. That's bullshit. But it's the commercials, the marketing around it, having to be able to play the players to do a commercial and ad.
This is my thing. Well,
and they can wear their names on the back of the jerseys and all that shit.
But depending on if they're college or whatever, except it depends.
No, I'm talking about the NFL. I'm just talking about the NFL.
Oh,
like,
okay, yeah.
They can't wear their name on the back because they don't own anything because it's supposed to be non-profit. So they're where they get tied into marketing for free. Is that y'all plan for nonprofit, but we pay y'all personally for health,
right,
and control. So now it's like, to go out here and play this sport day in and day out for so many months, 12 weeks, 14, 17 weeks straight, we need y'all niggas out the hood. We need y'all niggas being able to be in facilities where y'all taking care of
investment.
It's basically taking care of your stock. It's like if we got a...
But then it's like, the thing is, when you let the cattle go, you don't care if it eats anymore once it's not on...
Well,
once it's not producing...
They gave you your money already, so now whatever you invest in...
Pulling the haul.
It's up to you. Like Ben Simmons, right? We're going to use him as an example.
I hate him.
Me too, but he got a bunch of money still without having to touch
a
fucking basketball.
He's a thief.
Maybe that's a great
that money and do something good with it. Which he's
now, imagine this, but imagine, right? This is how, but this is how crazy life is, right? They all got people around them, you know, that PR to tell them, you know, what's their best interest, right? Imagine him having something truly wrong. Let's say something is wrong with him. They come and say, look, you might only can play for the next 3 years and your career done now. If you get fucked up even more in them 3 years, by the time you make another contract, you're not getting a bonus. You're not getting none of that. You can't guarantee
nothing.
He's
not even going to be looked at.
Pause. Right. So since he's not going to be looked at, and somebody actually that knows some shit might have came in and told him that, They said, you know what, it's better off just riding it out, acting like you're, for the rest you're not hurt, or just a little bit, go in there and get that to guarantee your purse and bail out. That might, at his age, that might, compared to, let's look at the Ball Brothers, niggas ain't got no way to bail out.
Yeah.
And nigga need shots and all that and shit and can't do nothing, they ain't had no, so... Can't
they gotta go back to the reality show.
There you go. They just gotta be look. They just gotta be celebrity brothers that win in the NBA. And you got Melo still there, and that's who gonna be there. Why? Because he got a chance to really sophisticatedly learn his game, learn the NBA, and then get pushed as hard because they was all bigging on the other two brothers ahead of him. So we ain't gotta work through that hard because they going to make it.
Come from good stuff,
and they going to make it. But they didn't. The making it part was bigger than playing ball for the next 20 years.
Right.
And but this but out. This is what also comes from not being drafted out of high school and not be he went and took them through every trial, college. Yeah. Them niggas was playing little league all the way through this shit.
Right.
Nigga, you gave them damn near careerist children. You then nigga didn't have to and you they fucking father. You already played it, but you wanted something for them so bad.
Right. And the crazy part is, when you're coming out of college at that young age, and you still got to finesse your way into the actual NBA, it's like, the pressure you got on there, plus you on TV, you know what I'm saying? You taking it live. It's like, everybody watching you, in and out, off and on the court. You know, it's not an easy thing. So shout out to all the kids that's coming through, and shout out to all the, you know, the people who've been through it. Who had to really take it to, in this new days of technology, had to really take it to that level and had that pressure on them because, you know, it's not easy because a lot of people don't make it and still had to have gone through that. And sometimes that breaks, you know, the athlete. Sometimes that breaks the athlete's mentality, his hunger for the sport. And he might even, you know, be disheartened to play the sport. Or she, you know, oh, I don't really want it. You know, this is a show, man. Like, you know, I just wanted to play ball. Like, a lot of people got that mentality. Because the business side is what keeps everything flowing. The talent is great. We love the talent. Keep bringing it through. But the business is what keeps the lights on. It keeps everything flowing. And they keep changing the rules in order for that to keep flowing, for that to keep a revenue, for people to gain interest, for the newer people who's coming up in the newer generation to catch on. So now we got things like the NFL's moving to Africa and grabbing players from Africa. Might even play a few games over there, etc. Got the NBA who's already did that, you know, heavily in the EuroLeague and over in Africa, over in China. The NBA's been around worldwide for some time now. But now there's other sports that are American-based leagues that are reaching out. So a lot of transitions going on, man. And I think the sports... And hindsight, we gonna always say it's better. The older you go back, it's always better. More raw, more traditional. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was grinding harder. You ain't get paid as much. It wasn't as much celebrity going on. It was still all heart in the game. You had to love the sport to play the sport. You know, so that's solid and all. But this new shit is different. You know what I mean? You gotta kind of like music. A lot of people be like, oh, you know, the 90s was the best era of music and this and that. But you got to embrace the new part of this thing. And as long as you do that, I think you can still enjoy the sport. Whether it's rigged or not, I feel like everybody play a hand some way and doing something. Like, you know, I can rig a game by calling you up and be like, you and your baby mom hit my line. Like, that's going to throw your game off. Like, I could throw your whole game off by some personal thing. Now I know, damn, he think about what's going on at home. He might not drop the 30 he usually dropping. Then he gonna see me at the game. I might mention it. He might want to rumble. Now it's personal. Or he might drop 50. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what part of the game is rigged. But, you know, some things come out with some court cases and all that. I ain't denying that part. You know what I mean? I ain't denying that Vegas may play a little hand and... Who gets the over or under? I don't know. Maybe they're good at numbers. I don't know.
I mean, they're good at a lot of things. So you got to look at it like this, man. You know, anything that you can bet on, like at one, so you got to understand the league that I looked at growing up, they couldn't bet.
Oh, they definitely could. So, was betting.
No, they was betting then, but they couldn't bet. I'm saying the outside, the whole world couldn't have that encore.
Oh, you're saying everybody didn't have access.
Yeah, everybody didn't have access. So, you know.
Mobsters, gangsters.
And you didn't have so many great players.
That's a
you
fact.
You know, it was maybe four or five on each team, or three or two, but it was every, you know.
Well, because back then teachers got paid more than basketball.
But
players.
This is why we know it was football back then, because we didn't have so many great players. Yeah. So the special things that we would get out of football was, or basketball, was unique, because, like, you gotta, it wasn't, it, you know, people don't realize that when Michael left, Scotty was really an all around player. Scotty really was better than Mike, but Mike was spectacular when he did what he did.
Yeah.
You same way, right? I can feel like AI is better than Kobe, but Kobe would do things that Mike would do that made things spectacular.
I mean,
see, AI had his own moves. See, this is my thing. I feel like the reason why I put AI there, because he had his own moves. He didn't come in there really with a typical game plan of coming out of college. I mean, niggas can really study, like, his game and say, well, we knew what he was
going
to do. I feel
like AI was a threat right away in the NBA. Kobe wasn't a threat right away.
Not at all. He took him a few years. And he had Shaq. So he had also, he never not had great mentors around him. Imagine pulling your style after Jordan. Your dad was in the league. You was able to play over France with NBA players and stuff like this growing up as a child. Yeah. And then come back home and play in Lower Merion and win a chip. It's like everything was perfectly written.
Yeah.
He get in the league, boom, you get put on a team. They trade the Ian James, which is the Eddie Joneses, and all these other great players out of there to keep you.
Yeah.
With Shaq, to the point where...
Then the other greats that went down around them times with injuries too, kind of opened up the gateway for that position to
right.
be, you know, retaken over, re-spoken for.
Right.
And then you got Shaq, though. So that's my thing. When people ask if I think Kobe's better than AI, and then we got to look at the aspects of just the game itself.
Could you imagine what AI did to Kobe and Shaq that first game? Could you imagine if they had AI at that time?
If Shaq and Kobe, if AI and Kobe switched teams?
No, if AI was just over there.
What you mean? If they was just with the team?
He was just over there with the...
That would have been...
Could you imagine...
They would have won 15 years
straight. Could you imagine Kobe and Shaq not having to do as much? We would have got so many highlights from Kobe because AI was there. It would have been ridiculous.
He'd
have been just open, bang.
Splash. Kobe would have turned into the first Steph Curry. He would have been the first Steph.
And Shaq would have been getting oops and all time. Shaq would have been catching oops all day long.
Yeah.
So when I sit back, because what Shaq say that AI did to them, that Frank said he ain't supposed to be fucking doing that shit to us. Like, I fucking... Imagine if they had him. They'd have blew anybody out straight games. Every game.
Man, my next life, I'm coming back to play ball. I'm coming back.
This is why we say Bubba Chucks is the GOAT, because he didn't patent his style after nobody, and he didn't even have the height to patent his style. He didn't, you know, you got some smalls, they can be like, well, he looked like he looked like fucking what's his name? What's his name? Wilkins. Dominique Wilkins. Eh? Spud Webb. You got niggas that...
Magic, yeah. Everybody got
nobody. AI was...
But this is the thing. AI is one of those people they compare people to now. You know, all these young point guards that's coming up is getting compared to AI. That's some people who they look up to. But that's who their game is modeled off of. The crossover was made famous by the GOAT crossing over other GOATs with this thing, man.
Understand this, man. Nobody had an all-around, again, 6 feet, all-around game. Shoot the three.
5'11".
5'11", shoot the three. Yeah, true that. 5'11". I only say that because when they go Google,
yeah,
they don't
look
see
it up,
6 feet.
No, 5'11".
So let's look at it, right? 5'11". He done dunked on Marcus Camby while he was in Georgetown. Duncan while he was in Georgetown. And then go to the league and start dunking on niggas. He dunked the ball, lay the ball up, shoot the ball, grab the rebounds, pick your pockets.
Right. Crazy.
And make any team win when they didn't even want to win.
Right. Because he going to put up the 40 points.
There you go. That 20 y'all dickheads ain't getting in there.
Al got us.
So he had to play for him. And he had to play literally for his team.
Right.
Imagine having both of those chips on your shoulder every day. That's Carmelo Anthony. That was Carmelo Anthony in New York.
Yeah. I feel like if Melo would have been more disciplined earlier in his career, he would have shined a little bit more.
No, it wasn't
but
that.
But it was also a lot of hate when it came to his career, too.
It was hate came, yeah, because he came from Syracuse and...
Off of winning the ring.
But this is what I'm saying, but you got to look at it, right? Championship winner. You got to look at it. He another person they didn't put... They didn't want to put nobody around him until late. They wanted him to be AI. I'm going to say this. They wanted him to come in and he a power forward. This can't be AI.
He wasn't an AI.
Y'all wanted him. Not even that. He just didn't. He just wasn't in that position to be that position. It was like post up. That's why in New York, he had the best position because they allowed him to play the ball. He liked to play in that position.
Yeah.
When they wanted to make him to the shooting guard. They wanted him to play the shooting guard or some tempo, small four, some dumb shit like that. It's like, no, that's not his position. He's too heavy. Yeah. He was fucking them up in Syracuse under that basket.
Yeah.
Them turn around,
Dunkin'
jump, yeah, crossover on the baseline, he got you, bean.
Right, right.
Fuck out of here, bye. They made him try. So then when they put him on the Knicks, and this is what almost fucked him up, because when the Chinese boy come in there and had it, he started doing what they wanted him to do.
Yeah.
It all comes down to money, though. Yeah. Y'all want to pay him like y'all can pay him to be the next face like AI. Yeah. Y'all can't pay
that. They even pushed the story crazy. He's coming off of his cousin's couch. He didn't even have his own thing. He come out to the NBA, do his thing crazy, go back and lay on the couch. Like, it ain't my fault you financially stricken to the NBA, brother. You should have handled your finances better. You should have told these niggas you need an apartment, cuz. Hey, you. But no, but they pushed the narrative, like, because Melo, they wanted Melo to come from nothing story. But Melo was in Syracuse, he won a championship. Like, yeah, he from where he from, but we see him win. So, like, let him continue winning like he
did. And he won before he got there.
Yeah.
And y'all made him a loser.
Yeah, tried to.
I mean, no, I'm saying he ain't get no chips. So, yeah. It's like he should have one.
Yeah, but no, he still had a very successful career.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And his son going to have one.
Yeah, for
sure. Believe that.
For sure.
And I ain't going to lie. I can't wait to see they kids ball. That's what I'm waiting for. I don't give a fuck about no other kids in the country.
Yeah, shout out to the youngest coming up, man. All the youngest. I feel like every star that we watched got a son that's coming up in the game. Well,
yeah. No, almost.
Yeah, we ain't gonna mention that. But for the most part, you know what I mean? We get to see the remake of these guys to see, you know, what's going to come about it. And it's looking good out there for the young guys. Unfortunately, I feel like these young fellas are making early decisions, young decisions that they shouldn't be making. But who am I to say? I'm just a guy with a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Young Bronny has, you know, entered the portal, testing out his weight in the NBA. He's going to be eligible to come back to the, you know, play college again next year because he doesn't have an agent. They got rules and stuff like that. But he's definitely into the portal. I don't think he's ready. That's all I'm just say that. I mean, shout out to him. I just don't think he's ready. And there's a couple other guys. You know, Kentucky got a new coach now. So, you know, that team most likely will be dispersed. A couple people also in the portal. I don't know, man. I just feel like, you know, Bronny's younger brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my nigga, shout out to Bryce, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you took the words out of my mouth, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see Bryce because Bryce got an all-around game.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be spectacular. This boy is out there balling like a grown man. Yeah. Also, I'm housing the shit out, y'all.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. Yeah, he's
like, I see a love in it compared to I got to live up to my father.
Right.
I feel like the oldest son always got to have that chip like, damn, I'm Lil Bron. I'm Lil Bronny. I got to go out here and be everything. And I know why that pressure is there, because if the second brother don't come or don't even play ball, you the expectation.
Yeah, he still got carried. Yeah, yeah.
So he has no win, lose. He's in a win, lose. He can't win or lose. He in the situation. He got to just play basketball.
He got a ball, man. I think Bron's really pushing for him to get in the league with him. I think he might have to wait another year, though, man.
I mean,
Bron, you got to stick it out with us. You got to be spectacular one more year.
He not, because he off the USC, John, so he made the bid. He made the, he went in, he put in.
He not on the USA team?
No, he not on USC no more.
Oh, you saying USC? Oh, you talking about young? Yeah, he's talking about Bronny. Yeah. Yeah, no, he no, he in the portal. Yeah, so he trying out, seeing if he gonna be able to you know, make his way in there. But from what I was seeing online, the scout saying he not ready, so he gonna have to, you know, try to find another college to attend to next year.
Damn. So when you submit,
yeah, as long as you don't get an agent, a sports agent, as long as you don't sign to an agent, you can still. That's the new rule. You can still go back and play another year. Have another year eligibility in the NCAA.
Yeah, but I'm saying he can't go back to the same school he left though.
No, I think that's over. I don't think he should even. I don't think. I mean, a place where you average 3 points a game, 4 points a game, whatever it was. What? Why would you go back? Yeah.
4 points, 3 points.
Yeah. Yeah, check his stats out. Not the best looking thing on paper.
Because,
hey,
amen.
Nah, it's not.
And we was out here knocking Will.
I mean, my thing, the first time, listen, I'm not knocking Will. I'm just knocking what they did to AI compared to what they did for Will. That's what my argument was. You know what I'm saying? Will deserved what he got. I just think AI deserves just as much, if not more. You know what I'm saying? You know, put his name on the floor somewhere or something on the court. I don't know. But listen, yeah, Bronny's stats wasn't the best. But my first witness of Bronny playing was when they played Camden, when they was playing against DJ Wagner. And DJ put him down, man. Hit him with the crossover, bang.
Yeah.
I got that on my, I put it live. I knew it was about to happen. I narrated the whole situation. I seen the cut up. I seen Bronny fouling him a little bit. I said it in the joint. I said, damn, Bronny fouled him a little bit, pushing the shit.
But Wag was better than Bronny even the day before, bro. This is the funny part. Ain't it funny that Wag was in Ohio before Bron?
Yeah.
A year before Bron. So it was like Wag was actually better than Bron. He got drafted before Bron.
Yeah, Wag put up numbers, man. Wag put up numbers. I think the hype with LeBron was because
where he came from, the school he was in. Them Irish.
Yeah, like Irish. They have the placement and understanding how it works to get notoriety in high school. These games are set up. These aren't their regular season games of where they play your local high schools. They gotta call the league. Their administrator gotta call the other administrator from whatever school. They gotta plot on a place to play. They gotta plot on a budget. They gotta plot on, you know what I mean, the locations, the dates and all this. Because they set up these games for these potential star players to play each other. You know what I'm saying? It's not coincidental when they be like, well, dang, they played each other in high school. Like, back in the day when we was in high school, we thought it was just, they just happened to play each other. Like, this great player just happened to come across this guy's team. No, this game's a setup. You know what I'm saying? These is administered. So when they do set these games up, the media is involved. This is where everything gets the hype comes above, because we're looking at two prospects and we set this game up. This is not, you are on my schedule every year. We're not going to play you again, probably, if you don't have another star next year. You feel me? There's certain teams, then they got a situation where now the leagues are high drafting or recruiting high schools, where schools are allowed to recruit. They are on the same league because now they know they're going to be pulling talent, doing this and that. Every school can't recruit. You feel me? So it's different rules and things like that going on where a lot of these things get, you know, they get set up. But it's a good setup, man. Because they know the potential of what's going to happen.
Right.
And it really puts the test on these young kids. Like, you know, there's a couple guys out there that say, hey, yeah, you know, I beat Kobe in high school. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I outscored, you know, Jordan in high school. And, you know, things like that. That's cool, but you know what happened? Y'all didn't have no media coverage, so nobody seen it.
That's crazy.
Nobody seen it. Your mom ain't paid for the media package. Your pops ain't invite the coach over for dinner.
That's crazy.
Y'all didn't contact your local newspapers. Y'all didn't do the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
And this is where we at with it today, with sports. Everything is set up. Everything is called ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be
in position.
For you,
and
maybe.
Normally it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. That's a fact, man. So, we coming to the end of our show, man. Our next topic, we're going to really dive into a touchy subject. You know, every once in a while, we hit y'all with a great debate. So I'm going to give my bro some time to get his his evidence and his argument together, because we're going to be talking about lack of accountability in the household. We're going to talk about abortions. And we're going to talk about, is the house built for multiple women and or multiple men? You know what I'm saying? We're going to really talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Next episode. You feel me? I don't know where bro stand on it right now. You know what I mean? I don't know how you feel.
No, we good. We straight. I'm on.
You know what I'm saying? But that's going to be our next joint. We're going to really see what's up. This is a great debate because this is what a lot of y'all here voting about. You know what I'm saying? Y'all say this is why y'all voting for the Bidens and the Trumps and this and that. So then we're going to break it down. Like, is it really a thing that we really should be discussing that's political? You know, should health be a political debate? Should, life be up for debate? You know what I mean? This is things we got to talk about. And we voting on it. This sounds like some island savagery, survival type shit. Like, we vote which babies get to stay here. Sounds crazy, don't it? Sounds crazy to me. Or, I ain't gonna talk about it. We're gonna wait till next time. Wild and Rome, man. We appreciate y'all sticking it out with us, man. Pause, no diddy. We're gonna hit y'all next time with the cartoon special dropping very soon. So make sure y'all tap in on all platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to podcasts. We are streaming. So tap in, man. And don't forget to tap out the movie, man. The Ultimate High is on Prime, it's on Tubi. Make sure you check it out, man. Google this, search it, ask Siri. What's the other girl? Ask Alexa, you feel me? And make sure you get the Ultimate High on your screen ASAP. Other than that, bro, you got any announcements, any shout outs?
Hey, man, shout out the world. Y'all know the vibes, man. Keep your head low, but keep your eyes up.
That's how we do it, man. Straight like that. We out of here.